Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Richard Berman's here. Rick's a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member. He's a longtime consumer advocate, championing individual responsibility and common sense policies. He's led and founded a number of nonprofit organizations. Currently, he's the president of Berman & Company, which is a D.C.-based public affairs firm specializing in research communication, creative advertising, and he's a great member of our Brain Trust. Rick Berman, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So I've been reporting on China, on some of the stuff that China's been doing now, I don't know, 15, 16 years with a number of the noted China experts, people who do business over there, people who actually are based there. I did an interview a while back with John Nesbitt from China. He went over there and carved out a little niche over there. I mean, a lot of folks are interested in China, and of course, many people know about their what is it, a 10-story building over there that's dedicated to nothing but cyber attacks on whoever, especially the United States. But you've been looking into some other areas that China is doing some dastardly things. Tell us about that.
Well, one of the things that has attracted my attention is the Chinese government, the communist Chinese government, subsidizing the purchase of the American movie industry.
The movie industry? You mean like studios? They buy studios?
Buy studios, buy distribution companies. So like, your local movie theater is very likely to be owned by the Chinese.
Huh.
AMC Theaters is a Chinese-controlled company. They are presently in the latter negotiation stages of buying something called Carmike Theaters.
Yeah, and everybody knows Carmike.
Well, that deal is supposed to go down in mid-November.
And there's no government oversight or something like this?
Well, there is a government agency, or it's kind of a quasi-agency, U.S. government agency, called the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. It doesn't really operate like an agency like the Department of Agriculture or the Department of Defense. But this is a group of agencies headed up by the Treasury Department that's supposed to look at these foreign deals and see whether or not it's a threat to...
Yeah.
To security in the United States, to national security. Now, national security is...
Well, a national media distribution, I would think that kind of a network would be a little bit sensitive, wouldn't you?
You would think so. And not only are they buying movie theaters, but they're also buying up the airtime on sensitive radio stations so that...
Well, now that's a sure sign that China is headed for ruin when they've joined the radio industry.
Well, see,
I mean, obviously, they're not as smart as you and I think they are.
You might think that if they were buying it for profit making.
See, that's altogether different, Rick.
That's right.
Now I understand they're wanting to lose money. Good.
They don't care if they.
I don't know what else they could do better.
So you know, to go back, for instance, to the movie theaters. You know, they buy up these movie theater chains and. You know, ostensibly to make money, but, you know, I maintain that they're not trying to corner the popcorn market.
Yeah.
They are buying up movie theater chains so that they can control what movies American audiences see or don't see.
What about, and you know, see, you and I are old enough to remember newsreels and cartoons at the movies, right? Between the double features or whatever. and you know, most people go to a movie they don't think much about what's on the beginning or the end of the movie, but they can stick other things in there, like a 90-second infomercial or whatever, right?
They can do whatever they want if it's their theater.
Yeah, they're cameras.
And they've already demonstrated that they're willing to censor First of all, they do a lot of censorship in China itself. But I can't get all wrapped up around the axle on that one because that's, you know, they have the power there and that's their deal. And, you know, we can't be telling them what their Chinese audiences should see. But they can see to it that certain movies that they don't like, maybe there's a movie with a Chinese villain in it, or it shows, it's an action movie and it shows the Chinese militarizing those South China Sea islands that are going on right now.
Right. Well, what if it's just, what if there's, you know, there's been quite a few faith-based movies in the last few years.
Yep.
Faith-based anything is anti-communism, by definition.
Right, and they would not necessarily have to show them in their theaters. And mind you, after AMC buys Cormac, they will own 20% of all the movie theater screens in the United States.
Wow.
If you own 20% of all the movie theater screens and you say that I'm not going to show a movie on those screens, that movie becomes a financial loser.
And then, therefore, you don't... So what you're saying, of course, movies are not the only... You've got Netflix, you've got all the others where people are going directly to the small screen kind of thing.
Right.
It's not as big of an impact as it used to be, but are they venturing into other areas?
Well, they're obviously, if you've read the news, they're obviously trying to buy up the production companies as well. So there's this one guy who heads up this one company, and he's very tight with the Communist Party. He's been subsidized by the Communist Party. He's saying he would like to buy up all six production companies, the major production companies like Paramount,
right,
20th Century Fox, and Columbia, and Universal. He says he wants to. He would buy up all six if he could get his hands on them, if they would sell. So imagine if you had the big production companies, and you also had, you know, a major part of the distribution. You can literally crush the artistic talent.
Well, and if you think about the fact that so many in Hollywood are leftists anyway, it's not a big leap from being a leftist to being at least having an affinity for communist China.
Well, you know, one of the funny parts about this is that you're right. There is a whole lot of left-leaning people over there, but now he's saying that he wants to build a major studio over in China.
He being Ping.
This is the CEO of a company called Dalian Wanda. So Wanda,
which is a Chinese company.
Wanda is a Chinese company. It has been supported by the Chinese
government. And he went quickly.
And so he's the CEO, and he says, I want to actually produce the major movies over here. And, of course, if you're in Hollywood, there go your jobs.
Yep. Wow. So if you don't toe the line, we're moving everything to China.
There are so many cross-currents on this one, Jim. We'd have to spend
hours. Will you continue to report on this with us in the future?
Sure.
All right. We're gonna get Rick to do that later on. We're going to come right back and get another opinion out of him after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Rick Berman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.